You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
What's your prediction on podcasts? I belong to a CEO group, and every week everyone's like, I got to start a podcast. Is it too late? Is it the right time? There are so many damn podcasts now. So just in our space alone, there's like hundreds and hundreds of marketing podcasts. So which is the reason why we love our listeners so much, because they're so loyal. But the point is, where do you think like audio, pure audio content and podcasting is going? Does it continue to thrive and survive, or is it's too crowded of a marketplace?
Not crowded at all. I think that we've been really spoiled recently, just because we say now it's too crowded. That's like saying that stock is too expensive. Back before Berkshire Hathaway was trading at whatever it is now. You know what it is? What is it per share? Like $100,000 or something obscene.
Oh my God. Yeah. Imagine the people are like, oh my God, it's $500 a share. I could never afford that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it feels like, because anytime you're looking at that graph, all you have to do is zoom out and realize, like, if it is $500,000, when it was $100,000, people are like, oh my God, that's insane. And when it was $1,000, people are like, oh my God, that's insane. So I think what's going to end up happening inside the space of podcasts is each listener, we get 300,000 downloads a month on this show. Ralph, that's unbelievable. That's like Madison Square Garden times what, 12 or something? How many people fit in Madison Square Garden? 20,000?
30,000?
Is that what it is? So like 10 Madison Square Gardens a month. And we look at that and we're like, oh, how do we get to 350? But, and I'm going to get a little dramatic here, dude, that's 300,000 souls. That's 300,000 households. That's 300,000 individual incomes. And so I think what will start to happen with podcasts is, instead of thinking in those large aggrandized numbers, it's like, man, if you're getting 100 listeners a month, good on you, dude. And that's okay. And podcasts will continue to get more niche down, more specific, more targeted. And I think every HOA should have its own podcast. I think every community should have its own podcast. I think every Boy Scout troop, every individual Chick-fil-A, like, it's okay to get that niche down. And they don't have to be daily the way that this is daily. But podcasts are meant for exactly this. Talking about specific topics relevant to a specific audience. But then the question is, where's the limit on specificity? And my answer is there isn't one. So I think podcasts continue to proliferate, but I think the listenership available to podcasts as they proliferate obviously goes down. It's the way that there used to be 10 television stations and now there's 500,000. But there's still this insane hunger for content. That doesn't stop.
It hasn't stopped.
Yeah. And I think podcasting is still a smart thing for businesses to do. Absolutely. I don't even think from an acquisition perspective. I'd say go send your prospects to your podcast after they land and then use that as an indoctrination method.
It's 20,000 people are held at Madison Square Garden, which is about like the Boston Garden, like TD Garden. So that's a lot. So that we get 10x that amount every single month. That.
If we get 300,000 downloads, that's 15, like 15 times Madison Square Garden.
That's a ton of people. You launch a podcast, you are not going to get those numbers for quite some time. We've been at this 8 years plus. But the point is we have a common friend. I always use him as an example. Like, he's in the M&A space in the agency world. He has a podcast. He just did one that was worth over $900,000 he got on a commission. And you know what he did to help bring that in? It was a referral, obviously, but he had them listen to a bunch of his podcasts to get to know and trust him. And he used it as sort of part of his sales funnel. It's brilliant.
It really is.
And he probably gets...
If he gets 1,000, I'd actually be surprised.
Once a week, maybe a couple hundred per episode. But the point is, it's the right couple hundred.
That's exactly
right. It's agency owners looking to sell their business. Second Bite Podcast. Shout out to my boy, Todd Taske. One of the guys in my CEO group asked me about this particular subject, very niche related only to his industry. I'm like, yes, absolutely do it. You can't give up after the third month when you start getting discouraged, because that's when you can't give up. But at month three is when most of them stop. I think there is absolutely still a market for it. And the niche, the deeper you go into one specific niche, you can get found in all these podcast platforms.
Well, then
platforms.
You become that micro-influencer we're talking about that people want to work with and through.
Correct.
And you end up, even the 1,000 listeners or whatever that Todd's getting ends up being worth a massive amount to the right strategic partner.
Absolutely. So when I graduated college, Berkshire Hathaway stock was at $4,700 a share. It is now at $549,000 a share. Think of it that way. Are you at the early stages of podcasting? No. Are you in a mature phase? Maybe. Is it past? No, I don't think it will. So yet another prediction, podcast market is still a strong way to boost your business.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads Podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Custom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan, a bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. sol8.com.